I was very sad to learn that there are still citizens of Trinidad and Tobago who, in the face of the very serious threat of COVID-19 and its variants, the latest being the Omicron, who would still find it necessary, useful, helpful, fashionable perhaps, to congregate themselves to party in the face of the risks that we are all confronted with. I was very saddened at that fact. But I immediately felt a great sense of happiness when the WIF suggested to me that members of the Western Division, and I am aware, members of the Coast Guard, and I am aware, other elements of the law enforcement platform, very heavily at work in the enforcement of the COVID regulations and laws, came upon that sea craft and was able to execute the interception of which you spoke. I haven't had full official details as yet, but I think there are elements of what you have said inside of there, and I'm very happy at that. It demonstrates that, one, we have laws established to protect the people of Trinidad and Tobago. Two, the police service and other elements of law enforcement are very busy in enforcing those laws with a view of making and keeping the people of Trinidad and Tobago safe. Thirdly, it reminds me that the Trinidad and Tobago Coast Guard, the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service with its recently established Coastal and Riverine Patrol Unit, who are very much involved in these activities as well, are coming to bear. Your taxpayers' efforts are coming to bear in the context of the law enforcement of which I spoke. So as Minister of National Security, I'm very, very happy. I'm also happy against the background of the fact that the new recently acquired Cape Class vessels, CG-41 and CG-42, are impacting powerfully on our border security efforts.